Richard Alkenbright is serving his fourth term as North Adams mayor and is 2 years removed from one of the biggest blows to the western Massachusetts city, the abrupt closure of North Adams Regional Hospital. The move put some 500 people out of work in the city of roughly 13,000. The nearest full-service hospitals are about 20 miles away, but emergency and numerous other medical services have returned to the North Adams facility under the Berkshire Health System's umbrella. Alkenbright, a Democrat, spoke with WAMC about his recent State of the City address.
I think the overall message was certainly one more of hope moving forward. You know, the last 5 or 6 years have been so fiscally difficult here in the city, and now that we are, you know, certainly one balanced budget and some reserves does not a streak make, but you know, we do know that we're starting to, you know, kind of pull out of some of the financial doldrums that we're in for, you know, quite a few years. And so the message of hope really is that, you know, as we tend to still continue to focus on our budget, management of our budget, we can really start now to focus more so on our growth. And the message here is in growth, and we have to grow to stay alive in this environment. And you know, we're seeing some great projects, we're seeing some great private investment here over the last couple of years, seeing some really good projects that are currently on the burner, and you know, a few things that are actually hopefully going to be coming off the stove pretty soon. So you know, the whole thing is about hope through growth. We've got a pretty happy community. We do a lot of really cool things here, and we've got a lot of great young people moving in. And you know, I just think it's just a different message, a different tone this year to my state of the city.
And with that message of hope, specifically to the next couple months here, the next year, what are some of the key hurdles that you think, or the key points that you think the city needs to address?
Well, we still need to stay fiscally sound and responsible. I mean, we can't, because we've had a couple of good years, or better years, I should say, we can't just turn our backs on that. We have to be very much fiscally responsible. But I do think that selling off some of our city-owned properties, turning that capital into, you know, productive public projects is one way that you know, we can be hopeful here. The other thing is, you know, the stuff that's happening in the West End, the Redwood Motel project, the Blackington Mill, the Greylock Mill, certainly our Hoosick River project that's going on in the south end of the city. There's so many things now that are actively engaged, that there's money behind these projects, that they're in process, that, you know, these aren't things that are still a maybe. These are things that are currently happening. We've got, you know, $40 million or so dollars worth of expansion at Massmoka going on that will be done in April of 17. We've just finished our Colgrove Park Elementary School, $30 million of investment. You know, when you look at, you put this together as a total, Jim, you know, we have between public and private sector investment either completed in the last year, in process, or kind of in the works, some $150 million worth of stuff going on. That, to me, that's just unheard of, certainly in North Adams and certainly my tenure in public life. So I think that's, again, we're really pleased with that.
And luckily, Mayor, this past winter has been a pretty mild one. Yep. But obviously, the year before was, you know, stretch of cold temperatures. Obviously, there were some water main breaks quite a bit up in North Adams. As far as infrastructure goes, what's it going to take to get the ball rolling on some of those projects?
Well, again, it's being able to afford them. So we just will be in, unveiling to our city council in next week is our capital improvement plan. We've been working on this thing for a year, and basically what it's done is it's helping us to identify everything we need, from, you know, new fire trucks to pipes under the ground to roads to bridges, retaining walls. I mean, you name it, it's in there. But it's going to be a very scary document of what needs to happen here over the next 20 or 25 years. There's significant amounts of work that need to be done. And so I think right now it's just kind of taking that and looking at it and prioritizing. You know, part of the plan will prioritize what needs to be done in the first 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. And then, you know, spreading it out and seeing what we can do internally through our budgets, what we're going to have to maybe borrow for or bond for, and what we're going to be looking towards the state and federal governments for help with. So, you know, there's a lot to be done, and I think what we have to do is just keep pecking away at it. You know, we're not unusual. I mean, infrastructure considerations all around the country we have aging infrastructure everywhere, and I mean, this is something that the federal government's going to have to take a very hard look at and a very strong stance on over the next 10 years, or else infrastructure will continue to collapse rapidly here in our communities.
And it's been about 2 years now, Mayor, but how do you think the closure of North Adams Regional Hospital, what are the remaining impacts?
Well, the remaining impact is we still have some folks who either, never made it back to work, which have been unfortunate. But I think there are a few of those. We have now, thanks to our good partners at Berkshire Health Systems and BMC, we have now a really sustainable medical model up here now. And I would say all and maybe even more, with all or more services than we had before the hospital closed. Now, it looks much different. You know, we don't have maternity. We don't have, we don't have beds per se, but we also have some observation beds that were just put back. But we have all the major components of a very strong medical services component up there on the Hill, and I couldn't be more pleased. I mean, we have many, many people who are working back at work, and, just a personal story, I bring my mom there for her appointments, and over the last 6 months, I bring her up, I drop her off in front, and I have to kind of drive around, find a place to park. That wasn't like that even a year ago. So, we're seeing more people using it. It's a busier facility, many, many more things going on. Quite honestly, I couldn't be more pleased, and I think this community should be very, very proud of what we have gotten back and currently what we have